Pleased to be joined now on the Newsmaker line by Red River Valley Fair CEO Cody Cashman. Some big announcements this morning, Cody. First of all, thanks for joining us here on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Some big announcements coming from the Red River Valley Fair. First of all, the concert lineup is pretty much set. And tell you what, if you want some great music, the Red River Valley Fair 2025 is where you're going to want to go.
That's right. We're super, super excited to have such a combination this year of entertainment, whether it's, you know, your demo derbies. I mean, we're doing a combine demolition derby for the first time and a motocross show and demo derbies. And then, of course, leading into kind of the buildup of our big concert. So it's really, really exciting this year for us. We're super, super pumped to be able to provide this for everybody. It's one of those things. I mean, we did that survey about 3,500 folks came back and overwhelmingly wanted to see some of these dirt events, so we were able to provide them this year.
And of course, the grandstand entertainment. Now, again, this year's the 2025 fair that is going to be held July 4th through the 13th, and you're kicking off the concert series with Kane Brown on July 10th. Exciting times.
Yeah, that's right. So, I mean, we're going to have a free hairball show on the 9th, and then Sawyer Brown's before that is also another free one. Then we go right into Kane Brown. I mean, when you think about big act, I think of Kane Brown. I think of some of the folks we've had in the past, but I mean, Kane Brown is a home run for us. We were able to secure him, and it's not easy getting these big acts to come to the area, that's for sure.
You've got, like you said, a pair of free shows to start things off. Sawyer Brown on the 8th, hairball on the 9th. I mean, if you want rock and roll hairball, that's right there.
That's right. And you know, we haven't announced the 11th yet. We're kind of waiting. We don't have anybody confirmed yet. We're working on a few options and maybe a comedian, maybe rock, maybe another country. It's really up in the air right now. We're working on routing, which is really, really hard for us to do sometimes based on our not only our location, but our dates.
July 12th, you've got Boys to Men. July 13th, Lauren Daigle. A couple other really big names. Of course, Boys to Men, a group from, what was it, the early 2000s?
Yeah, absolutely. So, as far as I'm concerned, they started it all, right? They started it all before NSYNC, Backstreet Boys. I mean, they're the kind of the original. So it's exciting to see them. It's funny, you know, I actually didn't grow up with their music, but a lot of people that are a few years older than I am are just super excited. I've had so many texts today, phone calls. Hey, we want to come see Boys and Men. I mean, I love hearing that. So, I mean, nothing, no bigger compliment than having folks text you and email you and saying great job. And we're looking forward to the fair. And again, this is the earliest we've ever announced our lineup. And it feels really good to just get it done, get it out there. It's kind of new. If you notice, we did it all at once versus kind of doing them, you know, one at a time. And this is kind of a new marketing idea that we had, plus letting everybody know, hey, here's what the fair is going to be like. And it kind of segues right into that Blue Ribbon Pass that we're trying to sell. We're going to limit the passes that we're selling for that, try to make it affordable.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the other events. First of all, before we dive into the Blue Ribbon Pass, you've got, of course, the Demo Derby scheduled for July 5th, July 6th, Monster Trucks, July 7th, Motocross, an event that I'm really interested in, and I'm leaving it out because, well, it starts the fair off on the 4th, a Combine Demo Derby. Tell me about it.
You know, it's funny. I actually, growing up in Maryland, we did a combine demolition derby when I was a kid, and it was a home run. I mean, I've never seen the fair so packed. So we decided something different, unique, county fair-ish, and something really, you know, entertaining on the 4th of July, because I'll tell you, this past year, the 4th of July was hands down the biggest day at our fair, and we want to continue that tradition. So obviously, 4th of July, we're going to have, you know, it's going to be free to get in. It's going to be a free combine demolition derby, and it's going to be a huge fireworks show like we did last year. And I know everybody's really looking forward to that. Every year, we want to make that a tradition. So combine demolition derby is kind of a new thing for the area. I've seen it done. People love it. It will bring in a huge crowd, and it's free. I mean, that's kind of what's really unique is that 4th of July, starting it off, it's odd, right, to do that in the fair business, is have a free day on Friday, but we're going to do it because it's the 4th of July. And we want to pack the place and get everybody in here. And we want to make sure that anybody that wants to come to the fair can come to the fair and enjoy it.
Are you excited to go back to the, you know, the straight days, the 10 great days of summer? You excited to try that again this year?
Yeah, I mean it's to be honest, I can run a fair in February if we had to, right? So I don't mind when it is. The board made the decision to go back to the 10 days. I think it's going to work out great. 4th of July was part of the reason that we did it the way we did it last year. So this year we get to start off with 4th of July. So curious to see how that works. We obviously know there's the lake effect, as everybody discusses. But we have the dates that we have for a reason. It's not something that we chose, but we're going to make the best of it because we do believe the 4th of July weekend is something for folks that don't have a lake house, which is the majority of people actually. And so we want to try to give them something that they can look forward to and enjoy as well because they deserve it.
We've teased this enough now. Let's talk about it. The Blue Ribbon Pass, something new this year to the Red River Valley Fair. What is the Blue Ribbon Pass? What do people get with it?
It's funny. We've been discussing this, this ultimate pass, the super pass, if you will, to get everybody into all the concerts. It's something that has been discussed. I mean, that the State Fair has a couple versions of this as well. So kind of piggybacking on that idea. But we wanted to limit it because, believe it or not, it is such a good deal that the fair actually will lose money on the Blue Ribbon Pass. What it is essentially gets you in every day of the fair. And then it gets you into every single concert. Now, the exception is potentially the 11th, because we haven't announced it yet. It could be a comedian. It could be. So right now, what we have announced is what this Blue Ribbon Pass gets you into, but it does get you in every day at the fair, and it gets you to all these events. So it is single-handedly the best bang for your buck. The one big thing that we're really making sure everybody try to explain to everybody this year, we also lowered our ticket fees. In the past, you could pay anywhere from 25 to 30 bucks for ticket fees. We kind of followed what everybody else does, and we got enough feedback from everybody saying it's just too much. So the most you'll pay for a ticket fee in 2025 is $11. That's the maximum amount, and that is an absolute pass-through. That's what we pay for credit card processing and things of that nature. So it's $150 plus 11, so $61, $161. To get you in every single day, and it gets you pit access. So pit access for Kane Brown, pit access for Boyz II Men, Lauren Daigle. It gets you a ticket to the Demo Derby, gets you a ticket to the Monster Truck Show as well. So it's a huge savings. It's exactly where you want to be, and we're really looking forward to it.
And of course, the Red River Valley Fair, not just the events. You've got the carnival, but you've also got 4-H and other things going on. Anything you can talk about on what's coming out other than, what we've talked about today as far as events?
Yeah, so we're really looking forward to, this coming fair. We had such a great, a wonderful turnout as far as agriculture goes. It was the record numbers for us in the agricultural world. We're hoping to continue that growth pattern, getting more kids in the barn, get more kids from the area, raising animals in our livestock enrichment program, which is something that we're really, really excited about. The other big thing is the Ag Education Center. This is now open year round. We're accepting schools from all over to come to our Ag Education Center. It's completely free, and then during fair, we actually have animals that go in the Ag Center as well. And that's essentially where you can learn from all ages anything you want to know about agriculture. We essentially have it in that building, so it's something. It's a labor of love. We spent over $1 million on it last year renovating. It's pretty spectacular. The community came together and helped us provide those funds to build that building and renovate it. So I do anticipate more and more folks going through it. I think it's going to be a great thing for everybody. The other big thing that we're really focusing on this coming year is going to be, and there'll be an announcement coming soon, is all the strolling acts that we're going to have. We're looking at getting a bunch of strolling acts, and that something a little different. If you notice, we're gonna have what we had before. We're gonna have racing pigs and things of that nature, but we're really going to hone in on more interactive strolling acts for those families. I mean, that was another thing that some folks wanted to see is more things for besides concerts. And so that's what we're going to focus on. Obviously, the concert or the carnival is a phenomenal midway. We're very proud of our partnership with AMP or AMP midway providers. And so they do a great job, and we're really looking forward to 2025. I can't wait for 2025. I'm very excited about it.
Cody Cashman, Red River Valley Fair CEO, joining us. Cody, if they want to learn more, how do they follow the Red River Valley Fair?
Well, if you're not on Facebook, you can always go to redrivervalleyfair.com. If you are on Facebook, that's a great source of information. I believe everybody gets a lot of their information on a Facebook page as well. So you can follow there or redrivervalleyfair.com.
Cody Cashman, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you.